If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
Good morning. It is Monday. We are Klein Alley Show, and this is still K-Rock 106.7, or perhaps you're watching us as we are streaming live on YouTube right now. Hello, netbangers. I'm look-maxing the camera right now. Can you tell? That's what you're attempting to do. I'm covered in oil.
Did you even use that term correctly?
Probably not. By the way, if you're wondering why I'm a little all stained and disheveled today, it is because I have completely lost hearing in one of my ears after an attempt to clean out some wax, and I put a bunch of olive oil in there, and now it is just oozing out oil the entire
show.
That
and the gangbang.
P.S. Yeah. He's borrowing my headphones.
Oh. Ew!
Why are you ruining Vanessa's headphones?
I didn't want to wear mine today because I knew
what?
It was good. I didn't.
So you said you're going to ruin hers?
I didn't know she was going to give me her pair. I said, is there an extra pair
of headphones? Those are the extra ones, man.
Oh, sorry. I'll get you a pair of headphones. I didn't realize that. I would not put these anywhere near
you.
Said,
I don't want to get mine all dirty, so I'm going to get the guest pair of headphones covered in oil.
It's a radio station. I thought we had a lot of pairs floating around. I didn't realize I have to go to Vanessa's pair.
No, that's the only pair.
Oh, sorry, Vanessa. Whoopsies. Well, in that case, take back everything I said. My ears are fine. They're not oozing anything. So
they're not oozing anything.
I take back what I just said a moment ago, but that's why.
They're self-cleaning. They're cleaning the headphones as I wear them.
I am covered in oil. This hour on the show, we will announce what you'll be doing to go ahead and save your summer. One last hurrah before fall officially is here. Don't be fooled by the shelves at CVS and Costco that claim it's already Halloween/Christmas time. We've got one more summer hang to get into, and we'll give you those details in mere moments here on K-Rock, and then, of course, immediately invite you to join us. We have that to get through this hour. I know the Dumb Off is back today, so the first round of the Dumb Off, the 2026 inaugural Dumb Off is back again, and we will get into that coming up as well. Today it is Johnny versus Jake in round number one of the Dumb Off, so we have that to look forward to, and so much more. So let's give you this Green Day song, because we must, and then we will come back right after the song with the announcement you've been waiting for. Endless Summer Kegger, a.k.a. Klein Alley Show Clam Slam. Details after this on KROQ. Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show, and Friday we got together for a pool party that was going to happen as part of our Force Fun Funner Summer. And when we were talking about this pool party the past few weeks, more and more people were reaching out to us and saying, I want to go. I'm going to be there. We get messages from the Bud Light Bros and Suave Agave. And
you hate those people and you don't want them at your house.
That's not true, yeah. Omar. It's that I realized that if I said yes to anyone, I'd have to say yes to everyone. I didn't want to be one of these guys that was deciding who was in and who was not in.
You couldn't open the floodgates.
Couldn't open the floodgates because the reality is it just was not going to work anyway. And I decided, let's do, and we talked about, could we move to a different location and have a proper end of summer party? So we started hunting for a place that would accommodate us. We looked at Airbnbs. We looked at all these different options, and everyone was saying 50-person limit. We said, that's not going to work. Believe it or not, we have at least 53 listeners, so we need to make at least room for 53 people. And then we luckily found a place that was not only willing to have us, but they were willing to allow us to invite as many of our friends as we could possibly fit into this place.
And to put in some music, real life music.
And they said, as long as Klein is not in control of the music, we will have you guys. And in addition to what we will announce, what will be happening at this Endless Summer Kegger, as we are calling it, we will also bring back this woman's idea.
Clam Slam competition. We did our Clam Slam competition after we did a little wine tasting, right?
So we will be, in honor of that caller who informed us of the name, the Clam Slam, which is what we wanted to call this event. We will be doing the Clam Slam competition at this event.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we want to have as many summer tropes as possible.
It's going to be all the stuff. So we got your beer pongs. We got your kegs. We got your Clam Slam competition.
Which I know is what you think when you think of summer.
We have everything else in store for you, and we announce to you the end of your funner summer. Hit it, Allie. Funner summer. Here we go. we're announcing right now, it is Klein Alley Show's Endless Summer Kegger happening at the Back Bay Amphitheater at the Hyatt Regency in Newport Beach on September 3rd. And because we will not be in charge of the music. All right, you'll be there, sir. I'm sure he'll be part of it.
We can say yes to all this now.
We can say yes to every single one of you. So at least we believe. We are going to be giving away tickets because it's not just a show up and you're in. You do need to be on a list. But we're going to go ahead and make a lot of space for a lot of people. And we decided that rather than just us and beer and food and everything else you can look forward to, let's have some music. But we needed to find music that was fitting for an endless summer kegger.
Yeah, we needed the vibes to match our vibes.
So we were thrilled when they accepted the invitation, and Slightly Stupid will be playing our Endless Summer Kegger. So we got you and us and booze.
Food. There'll be food.
Activities. As we mentioned, we'll have this.
Slam Slam competition.
We've got to look forward to.
I think we're trying to get a dunk tank for Jake.
Oh, that's right.
We're going to
put a force Jake to bathe dunk tank, so you have the opportunity to make Jake take a bath, which is exciting. And then we will, of course, get to enjoy the sweet sounds of Slightly Stupid come sunset.
No mugs.
That's right. That's all coming up, and we will get you in mere moments. Endless Summer Keggers officially.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no way we're missing this kegger party.
And you don't have to, because it's officially been announced now. Thank you, Slightly Stupid. Thank you for the Back Bay Amphitheater, Hyatt Regency, Newport Beach. Everyone who says finally doing a Klein Alley Show hang in the OC, we will be there. It is going to be September 3rd, technically still summer, because I believe that is the day before we kick off the Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. So yep, it's the last possible day we can have it.
You can still wear those white pants and you'll be in style. And it's going to be a good hang. I had by all tickets coming up in moments. We'll start giving those away and you can win your way in. And then, of course, we will invite as many of you as we can possibly squeeze into that space. From what we saw, it should be great. We're going to hook up food and drink and games. Laura, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. What can we do for
you? Well, I'm calling back. Thank you for bringing my Klam Slam to the K-Rock community.
Yay, you're the one who called us in the first place, did you
I'm
not?
I'm the one who called. Yes.
If are you calling now because you'd like to be at the Klam Slam by the Bay, also known as the Klein Alley Show Endless Kegger?
You know it. Of course.
Would she's a ringer.
Would you come in and try to properly compete again in this Klam Slam, even though I think the last time you did it, you tore a labia?
Yeah. I'll definitely need to stretch it out a little bit more this time, but I'm in.
Yeah, start preparing now.
Okay. Because we got to make sure we do it the right way. I know the lawyers will probably try to shut that down, but since you're the only one that we know that's officially ever competed in a Klam Slam, there's other people that are going to want to get in, but you're in and you're going to come back and perform, or not perform. You're going to compete again, right?
Yeah, I'm not performing. But yeah, I'll compete again, and if you give me two tickets, I'll bring the winner of the Klam Slam, too.
Right, you're in.
Hold on.
First two tickets are going to Laura and the winner of the Klam Slam. We must have them.
Just write their names just like that.
Just like that. Make sure they're on the list.
No idea how many conversations we had trying to make this party officially called the Klam Slam.
I don't know why our boss hated that name so much.
Everyone hated it.
I don't understand.
Because he doesn't understand comedy. They're all dumbasses. That's why.
It was like us going...
The amount of squinting that
took place. Yeah, we don't get it. I could picture it in my mind. I've been in those meetings. They're like, what's it mean? It doesn't have to mean anything. We'll leave that to us to make it happen on the air, right?
It's funny.
Like, they don't understand
that. The best part was hearing them repeat it to themselves and go, the end of endless summer clams.
Yeah, we saw some piece of paper that it was written on down and crossed off on. And we go, we're just going to call it the Clam Slam. And they go, no, I don't think we're going
to
do that.
And then on top of that, they make us come up with new names. Right. And then we have to sit there and brainstorm.
And then don't go with any
new names, right. Yes. And then not go with any. And then we just go back to, guys, Clam Slam. Right, it was right there.
It's the Klein Alley Show, Endless Summer Kegger.
What were the other names they came up with?
I mean, just all the end of summer party, end of summer.
just like the generic.
Generic,
stuff.
Right. Just let's not call
the
it
slightly
anything.
Slightly Stupid Barbecue.
Right, the whole thing. So anyway, it's going to be us and Slightly Stupid and you, and obviously the Clam Slam champion will be there as well already. First guest out of the gate is a celebrity. That's amazing. So we got that to look forward
celebrity.
To.
Celebrity?
I think so, in her own right.
If you
would like to join us, we have some tickets for you right now. And the question we have for you, as we are celebrating the end of summer now, how did you hurt yourself this summer?
What was Clam Slam.
What was your biggest...
Yeah, that's a great example.
Biggest summer injury. We will make it all worth your while by getting you into our Endless Summer Kegger, a.k.a. the Clam Slam, after this. 800-520-1060. Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Summer is supposed to be a time for fun, but also there's a lot of those summer injuries that happened. The sausage toe, that's what got me last summer. This summer, I almost came out unscathed, but then, boom, headbutt to the nose, blood everywhere in the pool, and then now I'm deaf in one ear, so... Don't follow your medical advice from TikTok.
Well, you can't blame anybody for that but yourself.
Well, I can blame whatever happened that forced me to then turn to TikTok and put a bunch of olive oil in my ear.
You are the one who chose TikTok.
Yeah,
that's what ruined it.
No, it was already going in a bad direction, and then I made it much worse.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point today...
Your blame.
Just say it's my fault.
Can't hear you, Jake. Let's find out how you hurt yourself this summer and make it all worth your while by getting you into our Endless Summer Kegger, just announced, happening in Orange County and Newport. Nice place. The Hyatt, we're going to be there. Back Bay.
Oh, Slightly Stupid will be there.
That's a swanky place. I've played there before.
I bet you have. I would imagine a lot of weddings probably take place there. We're going to be taking over that whole Back Bay area. It's going to do all the fun you could expect, including just some of the things that we have on our wish list. I don't know how many of these we'll be able to make happen, but if we can even get 10% of them, it'll be worth it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I imagine they've been pretty chill so far with us.
Minus the name part. Hey, Lita, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Okay. How'd you hurt yourself this summer?
Well, I went to practice shooting my rifle in the desert, and I popped the boobie.
What do you mean? You shot yourself in the boob?
No. The recoil.
Oh, the recoil.
The recoil. Yeah, I thought I had it, you know, but I did not. From the top over the next few days. I got it fixed already. I did got it fixed, actually.
Okay, I hear it leaking in you right now.
Wait,
let me get this straight. You had implants. You have implants, and the recoil from the gun was so powerful that it actually popped one of your implants?
Yes, that's right.
Did she? Hello?
No, he can't tell if he's answering that.
She's speaking to me? I can't hear her.
We're having a conversation.
Okay, just making sure. That's Lita. Wow,
that's a good story.
I hope that, I mean, it sounds like that's what happened, but sadly Lita, is that what happened?
It sounds like it. Yeah, the recoil from the rifle deflated my boobie.
Oh my God, that is unbelievable. So
I wonder how quickly you can get that fixed, or if you just, because then it leaks out, right? And you've got all the...
Uh-huh. It took about a week for it to leak out, and I had to gather some money quickly, and about 2 months later, which a couple weeks ago, I got it fixed.
So you were walking around for a period of time with only one boob?
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yes. Oh, don't make fun of me. I'll shoot you.
Yeah, I know. I only have one boob right now, but I also have a rifle. So, you know, you can choose your nicknames
carefully.
You
can just walk away.
All right, Lita, that's going to be tough to beat. That is a real summer injury right there. God, I'd love to have her at the party, huh?
I mean, just to sit there while it's slowly leaking over the course of a week, I imagine that's probably painful.
Allison, what happened to you this summer? Summer injuries? Someone's going to be rewarded by getting that sweet handicapped parking spot to be able to hang out with us at the Endless Summer Kegger /Clam Slam. What's up?
Hi, good morning. I cracked my knee open cleaning a slip and slide.
Oh.
Not even going on the slip and slide, but cleaning it?
No, I was perfectly fine on the slip and slide. It was only cleaning it after.
And then you slipped?
Yeah, I slipped straight down on top of my kneecap.
You know, I have never thought those were cleaned, ever.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's wasted any time cleaning the slip and slide.
I thought it was clean while you were using it.
Self-cleaning.
Yeah.
Not when it's covered in grass.
Yeah, at the end.
Oh, you just give it a power wash. Yeah, I see.
Because if you don't, then next time you unwrap that thing. I mean,
there's things living in it.
Right, but also, the first person that goes down, and they kind of take care of it. That's what you used to think.
I don't think I've ever cleaned
Who's up first? You're the one cleaning the slip and slide this time. That sucks.
Yeah,
cracked
I know.
Your knee, go down hard.
God, especially, I feel like that would take a long time to heal.
By the way, when you tell someone I slipped and hurt my, how'd you slip? On a slip and slide. They go, well, it's right there in the name.
So you walked right into it, literally.
Spoiler alert, you know, that's what it's called. All right, let me say hi to David. David, how'd you hurt yourself this summer? What's up?
Well, I took the same journey you did. I started working out, and I thought I was strong, so I hit up this random guy at a bar. I said, hey, you want arm wrestle? And then he ended up pulling my pectoral major, so now I kind of have a chest injury. I can't even work out anymore.
I saw a guy challenge a guy to an arm wrestling thing one time, and I saw his entire bone get shattered. The guy, it was such a big guy, and he just, that's the thing about these guys that are like real strong men. They will destroy regular mortals like us.
And they have
like
no
us.
Mercy whatsoever.
They don't know. I don't think they know their own strength, but boy, they do not like to be challenged. So think that you're in good shape for you, and you're like, I'll challenge this guy to arm wrestling, and then he just snaps your pectoral muscle.
That's what's great about it, is that the guy started working out, and he was like, I'm going to start getting drunk and arm wrestling people. I'm ready for this.
Yeah, I am so glad I don't have the confidence in myself to do that, because I know that I would lose any arm wrestling match.
You know what? You should arm wrestle this guy at the thing.
Let me see what kind of shape he's in right now. What line is he? David, are you currently crippled now or no?
I think I've got one more week of recovery, and I should be good.
But like,
you gotta take him on.
Now that you can't lift weights anymore because you messed up your pectoral, did you go back to being completely out of shape again?
No, I did more and more leg workouts.
Leg workouts. Who cares about those days? Skip them. Those are skippers. Dave, let's say hi to Dave. Dave, these are all people that hurt themselves, and they would like to have one hurrah. What's up, Dave? What happened to you?
What's up, guys? Hey, I just want to say that I appreciate, because I'm the one that called for the Kager backyard party, $5 at the door on the goat line.
Oh, nice.
We're finally doing it. We're finally doing it. A good old school Kager.
I know. That's awesome. I appreciate that. But, over the summer, we were at the park playing baseball, and my cousin was swinging a metal baseball bat around, cracked my head open, got 7 staples, and I got a big old dip in my head now.
Whoa. And that's a forever thing, right? That doesn't get better.
That doesn't get better, and I got a big old dent now because of that.
So, brain damage, or you don't know yet?
Sometimes I speak backwards a little bit now, but other than that, I think I'll be all right.
Cool.
And did you get knocked out completely? Did you go unconscious or no?
Oh, yeah. I felt like a log straight to the ground. Bam.
Damn. Talking backwards is a good party trick, though.
And were you catcher, or was he just practicing his swing in a place he shouldn't have been?
Like, yeah, I was behind him, and he was just swinging it around, and it cracked me in the back of the head. Oof. To where, like I said, I got 7 staples and a big old dent in my head now.
You've told us that already.
Yeah. Do you want to say it backwards or?
Say it backwards.
All right, hold on. That's that guy. Man, I feel like it's been a very dangerous summer for
people.
That's
that guy.
Ryan, not a great story, but terrible result. What happened to you, Ryan?
Mine's more stupid than anything. I'm really pasty.
Come to the right place.
Say hello to Klein. You can only hear in one ear.
Yeah, I went to a theme park, water park, and went around without a shirt on all day and did not put on any sunscreen. And I ended up sunburned so bad I had to go to the hospital, 2 bags of IV.
Oh my
and,
God.
$500 copay.
Oh man. What are they, like a blistering skin level sunburn thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was nasty.
And were you drunk?
Hold on one second.
Were you drunk at the water park?
Like, he's on line 6. Hey, go ahead. Sorry, Ryan. What's up?
No, completely sober.
Wow. Because I've seen people at a water park that are just wasted, and they're standing there, and they're starting to get red, and you're like, they have no idea what they're going to feel later. But sober, that's crazy.
Hallie, we have to pick one of these people to party with, which is not going to be easy, because they've all had great stories, and they all seem like they'd be a lot of fun to be around, minus maybe that sunburn guy. Amanda, what happened to you?
Hey, good morning, guys. So there is a swinger party that throws a huge pool party every year. And I went to it. Of course, you're trying to walk around, look all sexy. And I was getting in the pool, and the steps are kind of weird. And I slipped and just yanked a groin muscle.
Oh, man.
And women have groin muscles?
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Oh,
guys.
Oh, yeah. It was. Yeah. So I yanked on that pretty good, which kind of ruined my fun for the night.
Oh.
But yeah.
You were at a swingers party. You were walking around a swingers party, fell in the pool, and pulled your groin?
Yes.
Just making sure. And that's like the most important part of your body to be in good shape at a swingers party. I mean, you were there to
You still got an ass.
Yeah.
It's good
and
good point, Alex.
A bad night and a bad night, bad muscle to have pulled for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long does that take to heal?
It's like I was limping for like a week. It was kind of rough.
I feel like the swingers, though, they're very, very welcoming community. They'd be like, that's fine.
Get this hammock. I'll still left you.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's put a bag of ice over here, and my friend Steve. All right, hold on 1 second. That's Amanda right there. God damn, she sounds fun too.
Now that we have two people with groin injuries, pretty much, because we let the Clam Slam lady in.
That's right. It's just the groin.
Just all groin.
Change the name
people.
To the groin injury endless summer party. All right, we give the final word to Jasmine. We have to, Allie, we have to pick someone to come to this
thing. I want
to
let them all in.
All right, what happened to you, Jasmine?
Hi. So I was at a pool party and just walking around like normal, no shoes on. I ended up stepping on a bee, got stung, and then, I mean, we got the stinger out and everything, but I was trying so hard not to step on it. But apparently I did because I ended up getting it infected and having to be, like, go to the ER the next day.
Over a bee sting.
Over a bee sting.
Yeah, but those effers, like, sit around the pool, and then they jump in the pool, and they drown in the pool, and then you try to save them, and yeah, then you step on them, and they sting you.
But that's one thing. But then when it goes next level, it's always the infection that follows. That's the thing.
Then you can, then you're like, I might lose a foot.
All right, Allie, we have to... hold on. Crystal, Crystal, this is really the last. I mean, you got to have a Crystal at a party. Go ahead. Crystal, what happened?
Hi. So I had a child-free day and a husband-free day, and I wanted to enjoy it, jumping in the pool. 15 minutes in, I jumped in the pool, and I broke my toe.
Ooh.
And after breaking my toe, it happened to be the same week I put in my notice from work. So now I'm jobless, and I take a little broken toe.
And
loose.
Footless,
and by the way, broken toe doesn't sound like one of those injuries that is that big in the scheme of things.
But as a survivor of sausage toe, you know what that's like.
As a man deals with sausage toe on a daily basis, having a bust up toe, man, that's everything sucks.
Yeah, just because you still walk funny and everyone laughs at you.
All right, we have to ponder a lot of the stories here. We got to go ahead and a lot of the text line we haven't even gotten to yet. So let's give you the appropriate song right now, which is Jimmy Eat World Pain, while we talk about these injuries and come back and announce who's going to be joining us at the Endless Summer Kegger / Clam Slam. And that is after this on K-Rock. Vanessa, I know you're not going to be happy about this because Allie and I are torn here. But we like the swinger that pulled her groin by falling into the pool. And the guy that got into the arm wrestling competition and tore his pectoral muscle. We'd like them both to be invited with guests to come to hang out with us and to everyone else who didn't make it on the list. Now, don't worry. We've got a lot of spots to get a lot of people into this thing. It was announced earlier this morning. Details up on our Instagram, Klein Allie Show, and at K-Rock. It is the Klein Allie Show Endless Summer Kegger at Back Bay Amphitheater, Hyatt Regency, Newport Beach on September 3rd with Slightly Stupid and the return of the Clam Slam. So get ready for all of that. It's a lot to fit on a shirt. But
the return. We've never done one, but it's happening.
You know, something over the weekend happened to me that has never happened before. And it was very nice, a nice gesture. And it made me have kind of a good feeling about humanity. And then I immediately ruined it by my own stupidity, which is how it seems like.
Seems to be the theme of the day.
It does seem to be a theme now I'm developing. I don't like that theme. But I was out, I took a Bruiser out to a breakfast on Saturday at a place not far from here called the Griddle, which has those giant pancakes, massive pancakes, the size of your head. You can't possibly finish them. And whenever I say, where do you want to get breakfast? Usually I make breakfast at home. Every once in a while I say, let's go get breakfast. And that's the place she always picks because they have these giant pancakes filled with Oreos and every kid loves them. But to be honest, adults like it too. It's impossible to not like it. It's unbelievable.
Is it all they have is pancakes?
Yeah, they have other breakfast foods too, but that's what I think they're known for. Yeah. These massive things. And we're sitting there and we're eating and I tell the waitress, all right, can you bring the bill check? I got to get out of here. And she goes, don't worry, someone at this restaurant has asked to pay for your bill. And I said, what?
Wait, where is this place?
It's just not.
And what am I
wearing?
Sunset
and Fairfax. Okay. And I said, I thought
you're
she was
hanging out all day. Yeah. Hey, Allie from Allie.
Anyway,
here.
Just being Allie over here. Don't know what to order.
I thought she was kidding. I thought she was making a joke. So I ha-ha, and I gave her the card. She goes, no, I'm serious. Someone here said that they would like to thank you for they'd like to thank you by paying for your breakfast or something like that. And I'm like, thank me for what? Like, I didn't put together what this was for.
Maybe they think you're the Punisher.
Oh,
I did.
Yeah.
I held the door on the. It's
thanks
funny.
For all you do on, for our community.
On the way into the restaurant, I did hold the door for a party that was coming in before me. And then they ended up jumping me in line for a table. So I thought, oh, maybe that was their. Maybe this is one of those like pay
man,
it forward things.
That would
things.
Be very aggressive, though. Like,
because like
that
I
they
was,
would pay for your meal just because they jumped you in line.
I didn't know. And I then would, yeah. The woman comes back with a box to box up this giant pancake because you'd only eat five, but you know, you'd come up with so many leftovers. And I said, can you please tell me who this was? That because it's a weird feeling. You know, you're appreciative, but also it's weird. It's a weird feeling.
Like, but am I being, am I a hit?
Right. Like, what's happening here? And then she goes, they asked to be, remain anonymous.
Is there any part of you that thought it might be a hot lady?
I was hoping.
Yeah.
She's sitting at the bar with an orange juice. Like,
Maybe,
yeah,
maybe, like, cause I could see why they would think maybe I was a divorced dad. I'm sitting there having breakfast with one kid, no wife in sight. Maybe they go, maybe it was a hot divorced mom sitting there going, this is how it's going to happen.
Yeah, they hang out at Griddle.
That's what I would think. So,
sitting, those giant pancakes.
You're just waiting for a hottie to walk in. There he is.
The official, look at that neck on that guy.
Pay for that pancake.
So now I'm looking around the place, sizing up every table in there, going, who did this? Who?
So are you just milling about?
I'm just kind of looking. No, I'm looking. I'm giving everyone kind of the, like, I'm looking around, see if anyone's looking at me. No one's looking at me.
And what's the kid doing at this point? Is she like, what the hell's dad doing?
She's confused as to what happened, too. She's like, she goes, pay for it. I go, I don't have to. Someone else paid for it. She goes, you should pay, too. I go, I can't pay, too. It's been paid for.
Right.
Someone paid. Why did they do it? I don't know why they did it. Then the waitress comes back, and she said, they said that they just wanted to say thank you. They, they're a fan of your radio show. And they just wanted to buy you breakfast. That was it. That was all she said. Now I'm going, okay, so it's a K-Rock listener. So now I start looking around going,
where are the band t-shirts at?
Right, exactly. And I'm looking around, and I'm looking for anyone in a band t-shirt, anyone that's covered in tattoos, facial piercings.
Teeth missing.
Or all that stuff. Everyone looks like they got a GED. I mean, I'm really looking, Allie. I'm going, who's our people? And I still, there's nothing.
All these people have two arms!
Show of hands in the restaurant. Is anyone missing an arm or a limb or blind? Because if not, I have no idea.
We're currently drunk at 10 a.m.
So, it's not that big of a place. I'm going table by table. Big fan.
Wait, you're going table by table at this point?
I'm not walking table by table, but I'm looking.
Okay,
I'm scanning.
Got it.
And I see, and there's nothing makes sense. Whoa. There's not one person in there that looks. And then then I finally go, that's it. So I walk out, I get to the door before I leave, and I just do some sort of a weird, like, queen wave.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. To the place.
Are you for real?
Thank you, my subject.
And I just wanted to let the person know, whoever this person is, this mystery person, this doesn't happen to us, Allie. Let's be honest. Sometimes at a bar, someone will be like, hey, let's have a drink together. And usually we end up fighting.
Yeah, but we're usually at a thing. Yeah, it wouldn't just happen in the wild.
So I do a wave. Thank you all. Enjoy the meal. You know,
you own the place.
And then I walk out, and at the outdoor table, as I'm about to get, because there's outside tables too, about to get in my car, see these two guys, look like they're in their late 20s, early 30s, tattoos.
Oh, there they are.
One of them's wearing a Sublime shirt, the other, and I just say, guys, thanks for the breakfast.
And then they say, who?
They said, who the hell are you?
And in the thickest accents, because they were clearly visiting from some other land, were like, excuse me? And I said, thank you for the breakfast. And they said, are you the waiter? And I said, no. Did you send me breakfast? And they looked at each other, confused, and then just continued their conversation. And I got in the car, and I felt like the biggest loser.
Your daughter said, what the hell was all that?
And she goes, Dad, I don't think those guys bought your breakfast. And I go, clearly they didn't buy it. And then...
Or if they were listeners, great. Great job. Great bit.
Because it really messed me up.
What are you talking about?
And then I got home, and there was a nice DM from some listener that just said, and this is the part you guys are going to hate. They said, I'm the one that paid for your breakfast as my way of saying thank you to you and the entire show.
Okay.
For all of the laughter and enjoyment you bring me on a daily basis.
Well, where are they eating next?
I passed that thank you on to you, Allie, and Jake.
Oh, thanks.
And Omar.
Thanks so much for passing it along. Give me your leftovers.
I have them in the fridge at home. I'll bring them tomorrow.
I mean, we get a piece of this.
We come back in a moment. We have news to get to, and then we have tickets to give you so you can experience. It's better to give than to receive. I just experienced receiving.
No, it's not.
It's actually much better to receive.
Yeah.
Just like heaven. We got those tickets for you coming up in about 15 minutes right here at K-Rock.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What are your plans for this Saturday? Cancel them. We're going to send you to Just Like Heaven, Brookside, at the Rose Bowl, the Strokes, LCD Sound System, Dayglow, Chromeo. The list goes on and on. The full lineup is available. Put that up on our Instagram so people can find it easily and let them know what they'll be winning at 9, noon, 3, and 6. We'll have those tickets for you the second we're done with this, your ADD News.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Well, it's a bad day for millennials and for Dodger fans. In addition to the death of Hayden Panettiere, who died at 36 years old, more details have been coming out today about the circumstances of that. We also lost Tommy John, a legendary baseball player, former Dodger, died at 83. He played for six different teams over the course of his very long career, thanks to a revolutionary surgery that is now known as the Tommy John surgery. In his 30s, he had a bad elbow injury, and they said he would have normally been a career-ending injury. They decided to try an experimental procedure where they harvested a ligament from his other arm and used it to fix the injured arm.
So cool.
Even with the surgery, they said he had a 1% chance of playing professionally ever again. Not only did he played better than he did before. Played
that
for
movie,
14
though.
Seasons and won 288 games.
And the kid broke his arm and then they fixed it, but then all of a sudden he could pitch really fast, so they put him in. He was a starter for the Angels.
The rookie, maybe.
The rookie, yeah. Same surgery. Tommy John.
Oh, it's the same one?
Well, his was better because he was able to pitch 100-mile-an-hour fastball, 7 years old or something.
I didn't know anything about this guy, and that story is incredible.
I think
Rookie of the Year is called.
Rookie of the Year. That's a great baseball movie. I think that...
So great, I couldn't remember it.
Well, the important thing is he had the surgery done, and I think that if you're going to have anything named after you, you know, I think people think that the best thing you can have is like a street named after you. I used to think a sandwich getting named after you is pretty cool.
The worst thing is a disease.
Disease, like Lou Gehrig's disease, is a terrible one, right?
But like, if you have your death is so sad, we had to name this after you.
But if you get a cure named after you, that's pretty cool.
I think an award named after you.
No. Getting a surgery where you now go, like, does my insurance cover Tommy John? Yeah, it does. Oh, that's so cool. Like, that's a good legacy
to
have.
Like, I'm Tommy John.
Right,
I'm like,
the guy.
I was, say, I'm risked enough to say, try this experimental thing. And I'm sure a lot of experimental procedures didn't go well. You like that guy who got that pig heart?
That was Charlie, Blind Charlie.
No, he got cow blood.
Oh, he got cow
Remember
blood.
Remember they transferred a pig's heart or something into the sky?
And he was cool for a while, but then he died,
And then he
right?
died. But I bet if he had lived, they would have named the surgery after him.
Fine. You could be like the earwax guy. Oh, they could name something after the earwax removal process. Oh,
whatever I've been doing to myself is not working, so I am in a
so
problem.
So much oil, like, on the console now.
It's all over
everywhere
the place.
In the studio.
I'm leaking oil like
an
old
car. The
things
that he is doing off the air to try and clear his ear is
comical.
Well,
filming me,
he's
but
just
I...
just smashing his hand against his ear and then popping his head up
because I'm reading the text line. And all people are keep texting me what I need to do, and I'm such an idiot that I'm doing all of them, and nothing's working. I think you're messing with me.
Last week, I told you a story about a dead body that was found in an abandoned suitcase, only to discover later that it was a sex doll. Now I bring you a story about a bomb that was discovered. Closed off the streets, bomb squad came out, all the whole nine, only to discover that it was actually a sex toy.
Oh, my God, this is unbelievable.
Police closed roads and called in the bomb squad for what turned out to be... a sex toy.
CNN's getting real kitschy with their...
They sure are.
...music underneath. That's kind of ridiculous.
The device was left outside a fire station in Washington, D.C., and it's easy to see why the toy and all its exposed wires were seen as suspicious.
I mean, it's a big cylinder. It looks to be about 5 or 6 inches high, and it does have wiring around it. Doesn't look like a sex toy, from the naked eye.
But when they came to investigate, police found an electronic sex portable pump device. The police report states that...
A penis pump.
Oh, that's what it was.
That's why the
wires
are coming.
I wouldn't call that a sex toy.
I mean, it's a sex-related
device.
More
like a medical device. Call that Tommy Dong.
It was named after the great Dodger, Tommy Dong.
Yeah, I don't know why they would. I don't know why they would call that a sex toy, because that's not bringing anyone pleasure, is it?
Yeah, it's bringing the person pleasure. That's getting a bigger penis from using it. I didn't even know they made those anymore.
The person who left the toy spoke to a person working at the fire station before dropping the device. Roads were closed for almost 2 hours while authorities investigated.
Jesus. That's annoying.
Yeah, and the fact that he just dropped it, like a little oopsie moment. You know, I mean, that's kind of a big thing to drop.
That's nice to know that with all of these things happening because of sex dolls and sex toys, et cetera, that we're still a very horned up culture because they wanted us to believe that no one's horny anymore.
Yeah.
But that's just not the case.
Yeah. And then finally, I know that it's fair to say e-bikes are universally loved by everybody. They're not controversial at all. And people are doing everything they can to get their hands on them, including commit fraud.
Well, we know just how popular e-bikes are, especially here in Orange County. And if you've ever shopped for one, you know they can be really expensive. Well, police tell us two suspects tried placing a very large order for them from this local bike shop called Jack's. They tried ordering five e-bikes worth more than $8,000, we're told, and that raised some red flags for employees here.
So then they looked it up, they called the police, and they discovered that this was all on stolen credit cards. Mm. And when the people came to get the bikes, the $8,000 worth of e-bikes, they arrested them both and realized that they had committed identity fraud, done all this shady stuff just to get their hands on these e-bikes, which I'm sure they were eventually going to resell online.
We get into a brand new hour of the show right now, and the very first thing we do is invite you this Saturday to join us at Just Like Heaven, Brookside Rose Bowl. Caller 20 right now, 800-520-1067. Let's go.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love.